It's Lodi San here, and on behalf of the Balcony Boys, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Balcony Sessions podcast. Little disclaimer before the episode begins, everything you hear on Balcony Sessions podcast is strictly for entertainment, it's strictly for shits and giggles, none of it is real, none of it is serious, we don't hate anybody. If jokes are made at your expense, we are sorry, it's just for entertainment, you understand? Also, participate in our weekly Spotify polls for our Spotify listeners and our polls on Twitter. Use the hashtag Balcony Sessions or hashtag Balcony Boys if you want to make a comment, if you want to make a suggestion, or even if you just want to commend us, because truly and truly, we did try. Also, send us a DM and follow us on our Twitter account at Balcony Sessions and on our Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. I'll repeat, at Twitter at Balcony Sessions and Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Peace.
You are now listening to the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. You know the vibes.
I was going to say, that's why I did that thing.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Zeti has been on some super thing and fuck shit, bro.
I've never known Zeti to not be on fuck shit, bro.
Do you understand?
That's
constant.
Nothing great about Britain.
Bro, nothing great about them at all. That's the title of one of our past episodes. Bro.
Yeah,
nothing great about Britain.
That was with Nadla, I guess.
That was with Nadla.
Yeah, that's Nadla and Nabila. That was both of them.
Yeah. But my last night was crazy, bro. We'll get into that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we have to get into that, bro. Yes, this beginning thing.
Yeah. Whip one,
whip two, whip through. Kalana the hinting.
A few minutes ago.
So it's crazy that niggas listen to this. What did you say?
Continue. Are you foolish about
that? Niggas listen to this thing for 3 minutes, but they don't know that we have someone coming, innit? Okay, yeah. Actually, no, because you see it on the title.
Yeah, do you see it in the title?
Banto was cryptic.
The only person, the only element of surprise that is going to happen is for us, but like in a Delulu way. You know, we can Delulu ourselves into being surprised.
Wow! Oh my god!
What's in the talk, baby?
Hey,
the most famous lady.
Yes,
she was in action. She was in.
We must just know that you're our first guest this year.
Love. Yeah, man, you're our first guest.
I'm honored. It's my honor.
Hey, yeah, I'm honored to have you, bro. Yes, let's get straight into the episode. Man. No time.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
Yeah, man, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, man, we have a special one, man. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, it's a special one today, but, like, I'm still your guy, Lodi-san. I'm with the Brodies.
Fair enough, forever still, Mr. Forever.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? Out here, Lodi 44.
Yeah, man. And you're listening to the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. And today we have a very special guest, man. We have a very special guest. We have, like, the man with his silky, slick voice. You get me?
You get me?
And the hot steps. Don't forget the hot steps, bro.
The hot steps.
Bro, Chris Breezy.
It's coming into fruition, yes.
You get me, man. We're talking about the man, famous. Big round of applause for the man. Woo! Big round of applause for famous. We have
famous. You
know what's
crazy? I was going to do like brr. They remember brr,
yeah,
R&B. Bro, so like, bro, I can't really do that.
Okay, even if you know if you do brr, if you do hoo.
If you harmonize more now. Let's all harmonize together. 3, 2, 1.
Crazy.
Oh my god, you are stupid, but yeah, man, famous, man. We're glad to have you, man. You're our first guest since we've been back, so like, this is a big deal for us, man. Thank you for joining us. How are you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm just chilling. The weather is hot, but
I swear,
I don't know.
Bro, Lagos has been hot.
Hey,
hot. I don't know what to tell you guys, man.
You Jay, you're enjoying now. Based on say you don't the Jay now. You don't the Amatan the man the mama.
Feel the Jones now. Feel they do like say you no get house here now.
Don't worry, I will move back. Make we first put one or two, you know that the
now you first get one or two doing so people go they call you big bro.
your elder, your senior, they call you big bro.
Guys, you know what's crazy? Like, I was thinking about that. Like, we're literally all one placement away from our elders calling us big bro.
Real.
Fact.
Real.
Fact.
That's so real, fam.
Inshallah, inshallah.
All the hard work that niggas have put in now, that's what happens. Like, when you've been working, you're still going non-stop, it will pay.
Straight.
Yeah, the work don't ever stop, man. The work don't ever stop. I was talking to Tammy, and we're talking about, like, the what would signify, like, wealth for us. Like, why we want wealth. And he was talking about how, like, I can't remember what he said, per se. But what I said was, like, I just want to be able to walk into, like, a big, like, supermarket.
Yeah.
And get whatever I want without checking the price. Just, like, buy anything I want. You know, to the point where, like, in fact, I'm already opening it first before I, like, whatever it is, I'm already opening it. I'm already, like, it's already mine. Do you understand?
But don't pop the Azul before it has
I don't
the
pop
price.
Everything already. I never pay for him, but fuck that. You get me the money
yeah.
thing.
Like, a steady income.
No, Faye, you can go on, bro.
Yeah, it's like when you're at that level where it's like steady income and you're comfortable, like you have true wealth. So it's not no check yeah. prices, it's not feeling like you're on a budget. Nah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's budget?
What's one thing? No, I'm hearing you, bro. Go ahead.
I said, what's one thing that you would do, like, if money was not an issue for you?
Bro, I honestly say it's like amplification of what I'm already doing now, what I'm trying to do with like money being an issue. But I wouldn't say because in an alternate universe, maybe someone with me that was born into some rich ass family did not even love music or for me personally, yeah. like I would amplify my sound in a way that I have never done. And I'm talking like, you know, crazy music videos, you know, movies, like, because I want to act as well. Like, I want to do that. Apart from dancing, like, I'm trying to act. And that's like, so I'm going to amplify that place where I'm like in the movie industry. I'm here, I'm there, I'm just pushing. I feel that's what I would do if money was available. Like, an endless, limited supply of money for me to be able to follow those things.
Yeah, your creative passions, your real creative passion.
Yeah,
we're already getting into one of the things that we have to talk about later, but let's rewind.
Yeah,
because I'm going to come back to this money
thing. You know what, yeah? Like, based on what you first asked, Lodi, like, me, I'll start by trying to define wealth and being rich. Because I was reading this book. The book is titled Brass Knuckle Finance. I recommend that book for niggas trying to like save their money, make more money, or just money, finance. So like the book defined like being rich as having more than next man. So like being rich is like a comparison thing, right? But like wealth and being wealthy is like having more than you need. Do you understand?
Exactly.
So it has nothing to do with externals. Like you know, like you can be rich here, but you're not rich somewhere else. But if you're wealthy, you're wealthy. Do you understand? Like, you
know, real.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I'll just like, you know, like have more than I actually need. That's mad.
That makes sense, man. Because you're taking care of all your needs, and now there's still a lot more to live by. So that means you start following, you know, you start doing crazy shit, you start following your dreams and everything, start buying those super sport cars, start importing some Brazilian things in the country.
See, Famous and I, we are like spirit animals. Because how many times have I talked about Brazil on this podcast?
Bro.
I said, niggas haven't gone to Brazil, they want to settle down. You don't mind.
You know, Fito, you're not saying
about that, fam.
What did you say?
I said, ask TZ about that now. You know, he shot the whole
as in TZ, they frequent Brazil. He know why. He know why they go.
And it's not crazy.
Yeah, I have some questions for TM for Faye rather. It's a top five thing. I stole it from Chunks and Philly show. So I'm going to give you a few names and you are going to put them in any position you want to put it, top five, right?
Put it where you want to put it.
Hey, yo, that's
pause.
Ish. Ish, that's crazy, dog.
What the fuck?
Give me the name.
Alright, cool. So top five. Alright. Top five. First name, Nonso Amadi.
Okay.
You have to place it anywhere between number 1 to 5.
Okay, so you're not telling the other names.
Mm-mm. Okay,
yeah, I'm not telling the other names.
I get.
One name by the other.
No, so Amari, I'll give you number 4.
Number 4, okay, that's good. Benson, from my name, like Buju.
Benson, number 3.
Number 3, okay. Gabzi,
number 5.
Fire.
Teiwa, number 2.
Number 2, Mario. So, I mean, you only have number 1 left, and then there's just one name left, Oxlade.
Ah!
Bro, Teiwa was number 1.
Nah,
like, it was so clear.
Nah, I can't switch it, yeah?
Nah, you can't, bro.
Yeah, you can't.
Going on the other
side. Oxlade ends up being my number 1.
Yeah,
Oxlade ends up being my number 1. I thought you were going to have, like, Thames. Or like Ira Star.
So I die.
Yeah, you know, I was going to do like.
What did I already call? Benson. I knew where it was going.
Yeah, since I can't speak,
Oxlade ends up being my number one. But if I was going to be brutally honest, like, I'm taking him down to 5.
Damn. Why? Why? Let's get to it. Why?
Why? I mean, I feel like I fuck with all the names you've called. He's my number 5, man. Listening to their music and how I feel about them, you know, genuinely.
Yeah, I get that.
That's fair, actually. That's fair as fuck.
That's why.
But all of them, Sabi, shout out all of them.
They're all Sabi.
That's the point. They're all Sabi. And I feel like you are in that elk, like you're in that like realm of talent and what they do.
Yeah.
To get in the specifics of what they do, I think you're in that realm. To be fair, that's why I named those names. I was going to do like a female one as well.
Should I put Thames in there, innit?
Yeah, I want to put Thames. I want to put
Thames will be my number one any day, anytime.
Yeah, any see, Thames is easy. Thames is easy. If I mention, that's why I didn't put it. If I put Thames, obviously, you know, I want
Thames is like a cheat code at this point.
She's a cheat code at this point. But yeah, I'm talking about music and like favorite artists. And yeah, Spotify Wrapped came out.
Yeah.
This week, and that was all over the place. Let's start with like Clarence J, myself. Who are your top, like, should we do top artists or top like songs?
I think
top artists,
yeah.
Yeah, so Clarence, do you have yours on somewhere?
My top artists this year were
like your top 5 rather.
Yeah, my top 5 on Spotify Rap this year. Hopefully I can remember correctly. I know that Rags Original is number 5. I know that Drake is number 1. Number 2 is Heat. Number 3 is Lancey. Number 4 is Lucky. Yeah.
Wait, say that shit again. So I know what it's sounding like. What vibe you've been, you know, injecting into yourself this year?
Number 1 is Drizzy.
Drake, okay.
Number 2.
Drake.
Number 2 is Heat.
I eat first.
Number 3 is Lancey Foe.
Lance, alright, cool.
Number 4 is Lucky.
Damn, okay.
Number 5 is Rags Original.
That's about Lucky Dubé.
Don't be Lucky Dubé, oh. Lucky.
Lucky Dan.
This guy is from the...
Yeah, from the...
I don't know Lucky.
Yeah, I don't know Lucky, but yeah, Lucky. Yeah. Lucky with an I.
Yeah, so like, you for most time, you've been in your emo, grungy...
The thing about it is that like that number one, that Drake, I listened to Drake the most this year, and it's very, very obvious. Like I know that I listened to Drake the most this year because when I traveled to SA, Drake was the only person I was listening to throughout the trip, like on the plane going, on the plane coming back. Because I was going to a place I never been to before. I needed like some form of comfort like in my mind.
Yeah.
So Drake was like that kind of like cushion for me. You get that?
Which Drake were you listening to?
Bro, I was listening to all those very introspective Drake. 30 for 30 Freestyle, Lose You, You know the moons now.
Fire for like a plane, like for.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, bro, the hostess just comes, pours you a drink, and then you're just drinking like you're done.
Feeling
you're
like Papi Champlu, not Papi to
the. Bro, you get? I'm feeling like Papi Champlu on the fucking plane. I'm feeling like Papi Champlu on the plane, and it's crazy because like the drinks keep flowing, and I keep drinking, and I'm done. Like I'm tipsy, you get? But I'm Jake is playing in my head, and I'm just feeling myself. I'm looking outside, I'm seeing the clouds. I'm like, fuck.
30 hours before I land, I just popped a zen.
Do you get what I'm saying? And the flight, like 9 hours long, bro. So like you're actually on the flight for time, and like, bro.
That's right. MJ, what about you?
Crazy. I hope they don't cancel us on this pod. But basically, my number one artist is Drake, man.
The Drake pod. See, we've established that this is a Drake house.
Like,
it is a Drake house, man. Can't lie.
My number two is Don Toliver. And I tweeted that. I wasn't going to explain that, P, but obviously I'll do for pod. Then my number three is Old Mood Black. The number four is Black Bones.
Number four.
Black Bones.
Okay.
And number five.
Yeah, you're representing.
Yeah, number five is De La Two. De La Two is actually my guy that I discovered. Like, anyway, I'll go through the run through of the whole thing eventually. So my number one, Drake. Guy, Drake has been my number one artist for the past since Spotify started doing rap. No, Drake has been my number one. Like,
I swear, real.
And you know what's crazy? Like, I got like, man, I got a lot of warnings this time around. Like, once I just posted my top artist, one babe said this is entirely a red flag. Do you understand? And then someone said Drake being number one artist is childish. I'm like, huh? But anyway, yeah.
See, sorry, Jay. Yeah. Just sidebar. Mm-hmm. Why do people try to shame me for listening to Drake? I don't understand.
They're dead guys. That's all.
Anyway, carry on.
Yeah. Allow it.
But I wasn't listening to introspective Drake, though. I was listening to toxic Drake. You get me? Not toxic, but like I was listening to Know My Words Drake. You know, falling back on me.
Wait. Alright, cool. Don Toliver.
So the thing is, I found Lovesick album. I think the album is even last year, not this year, right? But I found that album
early this year,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. I found the album sometime later in the year. Not later, sure. Maybe like March, April. And fucking hell, like
that's a fire album, bro.
Like, do you know what's crazy? My top five songs. Number one is MC Olomo, then the rest of the four are from the Don Toliver tape. Like, it's crazy.
You rinse that shit.
I rinse that shit.
You actually rinse it. Because of you guys bring back rinsing.
I don't even know. It's real. I don't even know why. Like, what? Because when I listen back after I got this report card, I'm like, bro, man was even saying toxic shit. Man was actually trying to get in love, kind of like it was all over the place with the album. That's why I think I forgot.
Are you revealing the part of yourself, Loki?
Hey, big man thing, man. Don't crucify me.
So I want to enter.
At what point of view you say you're listening to Love Signals? Just trying to figure out what you were going through at that point.
April, May. Okay, so see what happened there. Like my I had these earbuds, right, from Oraimo that I bought last year. Then they got misplaced. No, they didn't get misplaced. It just stopped charging. Then in that April time, I was not like, wait, what thing I did do? Why I never check YouTube? You get? So I just checked YouTube. And of course, there was a video on how to reset your earbuds. And then I did that. So I had to use those buds for like, maybe like 8 months. For real.
Somebody's moving. Sorry.
Somebody's tapping on some stuff.
Yo, Faye.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're good now.
You're good.
Yeah. So I found the how to fix it, and I fixed the thing, and like, bro, once I fixed it, and the first thing that entered there was this tape, like it refused to come out. Do you understand? So I feel like that was like the main thing, because I feel like what would have accumulated this place is when I was sleeping. So I don't want to go into what I was going through then, but like.
Please, we'll move on to Famous very soon. You don't start.
Yeah, you don't start. Inshallah.
No vex. So, my number three, Old Mood Black, obviously. Like, no words. I don't even want to say about that.
There's no need to explain.
Yeah. And then Black Bones. Obviously, like, Black Bones is Like, bro, Black Bones is my guy, bro. Like, I love
him. That, thank you, Lord.
Like, bro, I love.
Like, oh, no.
That song is crack, bro.
That song is fucking crack, bro. Then this new one with Young John, it kills me, bro. Like, it sends my
no sleep.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. And then obviously my last is De La Two. So De La Two is actually my guy, El Negro. But like, I knew he did music, but I didn't know he was deep in it. You get. I met the guy in 2018, where I went for my first ever poetry recitation. So the guy was also a performer that day, but he was like performing music. Then fast forward later this year, he dropped this album art for a tape. So that's why album art is actually a thing, right? So it was just the album art. I was like, bro, this is deep. And then I listened to the tape, and then we connected. So like, yeah, that's it, man. That's my five. Top
that's
five.
Fire. That's
man,
fire.
Man. Dope, man. What about you?
Dope. Man, for me, honestly, I didn't want to check my Spotify rap. I don't like Spotify rap for artists. I was like, because this year I was feeling like I hadn't done enough for music, and I still had to you know, prove to myself that, yeah. But for me, my top artist, number one, was me, man. Kind of like
real nigga shit, man.
Real nigga shit, bro. Damn himself.
My biggest fan.
Real nigga shit, dog.
For real.
Real nigga shit.
Get high on your own supply.
Yes, sir. Always. Like, left for me, even times when I find myself having to go and, like, listen to music. Because I'm always cutting between listening to songs I've dropped and on. So that's what I'm always talking between. It's like, it's a constant, a conscious effort for me to be like, bro, go and listen to some other stuff, man. What are you doing? Yeah. You know, go and play some Chris Brown, you know, play some Rihanna, play some Tem, some Doja. But yeah, my number one was me. Number two was Chris Brown. Number three was Davido. Number four was Tem.
Not bad.
Yeah, number four was Tem. Number five was Rema.
That Davido, I wasn't expecting the Davido.
Yeah, oh, I
kind of like, I kind of, I'm not surprised because Davido really like tried this year. So
this tape,
the
fact, timeless.
Yeah, the fact that he's in a lot of people's top five is actually like fair enough.
People jam. Like, he had at least 6 to 7 like proper songs on that tape. Yeah. And once you already have that on the project, your project is success. Like, if you're doing out of 5 songs and 3 songs are already like stand out, the remaining 2, even if you need to do something different, let the last song be like an intro vibe, it will still be solid. It just shows you a lot about Nancy. But like, once like the first song you're listening to is not, you just don't have to gauge. So David don't really do something this year. No cap.
Yeah,
no cap. Really negotiate.
Yeah. My number one, you already know, man of the year, Sherry Vibes.
You're in top 1% of Sherry Vibes listeners.
Yeah,
that's mad.
Jam Sherry Vibes like mad this year. Guy, it was crazy. And then my number two, ASAP Nas. If you know, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Mad.
If you know, you know, bro. It's happening us this year now. I'm going with David. Number three, Drake. Number three is Drake. Number four, obviously, Lancey. And see, Lancey tricks me every year. I never think I listen to him that much.
They play until you take your rap.
Comes out. I'm like, Omo, sorry, jam Lancey like this.
Yes, now Lance. Lance, me, I know, me, for me, like, Lance never creeps in. Me, I know, see, Lance, I did jam, man. Me, and then they, my number five, with me.
Yeah, and then my number five is Teiwa, which doesn't surprise me at all. Teiwa was definitely, like, there was a point where, like, Teiwa was just the head me. That healing from your stress.
Yeah, that time, I was there.
Teiwa is very dope.
No, yeah, T is one of them. Like, he's one of them, I swear. Like, just in, not just in nights, like in the world. Like, he's one of them, bro. That guy is special. That guy is damn special.
But you guys have heard Shooter now of Breezy's new 11-11.
No, I'm not really jammed. That's,
well, I'm not jammed.
I'm putting you on, bro. Go ahead, listen.
Mad. We go check him out.
Wait, what song do you see?
Shooter. Tay had writing credits on that one.
Oh, wow. Mad,
yeah. Mad thing. That's
you will hear, you will literally hear Tay there. You will hear
it. Yeah, you will hear the Tay.
Like, the song is beautiful from beginning to end. Like, that was one song that was like, yeah. They don't be big bro industry. About Fanta. Saying our body like Fanta or some stuff. He says some Fanta stuff in the song. Like I was like, yep, that's an idea.
Yeah, that's tea.
That was really good.
But the song is dope. Yeah, Tay had mad writing credits on that. And a lot of stuff. Tay is just generally, like, you know, for someone that's been doing music that long and producing, he's only going to be dope and doper and dopest. Like, that's
mm-hmm. what
real nigga shit. Real nigga shit.
Real nigga shit.
But Faye, you know, say, yeah. You know, small, bro. You get me? Because, like I met Faye last year in, like, October 2022. But when I checked, like, you know, you still have your Spotify rap from 2021. And yeah. Faye is actually in my top five. Not as the artist, but like this song, Below, featuring
Below Esco. Was your top, yeah.
It was my top five, bro. I think I even showed you that P where we met.
Last year, you did.
Exactly. But like 2 years ago, when I found out about Faye, bro, AG guys, they begged me. Say, bro, please now, more hear something else. I'm like, bro. I need this.
I need that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little story. And we've never gotten to the part where we started talking about Faye and his music. We've never gotten there yet. But since we are here, let me just chip this one in. One evening, one faithful night or evening like that, clients and I were together. And we're just like, after, you know, a brief session of the normal...
Plants-based relaxant.
Yes, now. Normal relaxant. Normal MJT now.
Normal baby MJ. Sure you get. And then we're just playing some... I was just playing some music. And I do this thing where, like, I just enter one particular, like, playlist and I just, like, keep playing.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's tailored to my taste and what I've been listening to. And then one particular song comes on and we are... Clients and I are yawning. But at some point, I stop paying attention to what clients is yawning. And I'm paying attention to the music. And clients is like, wait, who is this? And I'm like, guy, I don't know. And I rush to my music, to my phone. And I saw Famous K-Dance. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I say, like, God, Famous.
Clients is like, Willis, guy. Oh my God, they're obsessed with that song. But I'm not even going to fucking
lie. Oh my God, that song entered... As in, I was making one playlist that time. That song entered immediately. I said, God, Famous. Which kind of jam?
Nah, that was mad.
Shout out to people for putting us on that record.
Shout out you for dropping that. Shout out, I swear. That song, damn, Cadence.
Exactly.
How did you feel when you were recording that song?
Because
the song has very, like, I'm choosing me vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it definitely. Because so thing was, like, I had dropped Fairy Volume 1 and I had been trying to push that, but I started working with someone that was supposed to be like my manager as creative director. So, you know, when you have someone new come on your team, you're willing to hear what they have to say. You know, we're just dropped Fairway, trying to promote it. You know, Fairway was very R&B-ish. It had a lot of... So, you know, Niger now...
A lot of songs for the baddies.
Yeah. So, Niger now, from her doing her research, you know, and trying to meet one or two, because like Monday, we're trying to get investors. So I'm meeting people with this music, you know, trying to shoot videos. And then they're like, oh, the song is nice, so, but they're trying to get like some more up-tempo shit. And I know this visionless Mandem that I always feel is about.
Yeah.
Comedy. You know, like, when you stay true to your sound, you can still blow up that stuff. So when I decided to drop a high-tempo jam without fully utilizing Fairway Volume 1, like the promotion, and then we went to drop Girl in Garden. So that was a very nice song, but it didn't do anything like as everybody expected. Like, it was nice, I'm sure a video, let's do this. And then it was on radio, almost like 3,000 Shazams, and you know, it was not moving as I'm like, you see. So it was like trickling down the year towards the end of the year when a lot has happened, you know, a lot of disagreements here and there on what to promote next and on whose fault that song didn't go well. And then I'm like, you know, fuck it. I just go in the studio. I was trying to like record it too far, like a two song drop to drop end of the year and just push. So I know that Cadence was produced by Detail. Detail, man, you guys know Detail made it.
Detail made it.
Produced Cadence. So I go to Detail Studio, let's work, and you know, we start creating this, and I just record it on the spot. Like, I was coming up with a lyric. As he was making the beat, I was recording. We recorded it once. He even did backup vocals. Most of those backup vocals you're hearing is Detail's voice. And when I heard that song, I was like, yup. This is that song.
So, like, the content of the song itself, like, was that real? This day, babe, that I was trying to catch on your steps, man. Like, man, I love you, man. You're not going to be here for long. Like,
yeah, you're not going to be here for that long.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. So, it was, I won't go into detail as much as the, but it still has to do with, like, you know, the person that I was working with that came in at the time. But it was more of me speaking from the angle of, you know, when this music pops up and like it has saved me and I'm up there right now and I'm going to be touring. And every city I go to, there's a babe or there was a babe that was interested. I'm going to be going to the next town. And are you, how long are you going to be here for? You're going to be here forever. Just enjoy the music. Just enjoy the cadence. Leave it there. No need to.
Girl, no need to know you won't be staying long.
Don't say you guys are gonna jam that song.
Go and jam cadence by Famous.
Your waist will never be the same again.
Again.
Nice. Now
let me not even go into that. But like, in so basically, my fairway period, because like the song I'm talking about below is from the fairway tape. And my favorite period was like my last year in Enugu. And like I've told you guys before, like my last year in Enugu was the actual band year. That was the year we even started like performing in school, like with AD and all that shit. You get me? So like that year, nah man. I was using this album for all my sexing, dog. That's real.
Okay. So I was listening to something, right? And Tyrese was that like, yeah, like when rapper get pussy, yeah, that's calm. And movie stars get pussy, yeah, that's cool. But that R&B pussy is crazy because like they are fucking to the song. Like when they are listening to the song, they're imagining fucking. So when you now meet the guy that sang that song, like the punani is extra moist, bro.
I'm being real. And Tyrese going on about that.
Yeah, Tyrese going bro.
Yeah, now Tyrese was giving them those jams. Now he knows.
Tyrese gonna know about that.
You know about that, but like, but yeah.
Before we move from rap, you know, we can't do rap without Balcony Sessions rap, dog.
Oh yes, we cannot do that.
We cannot leave rap without actually talking about Balcony Sessions rap. We are number one for 40 of you.
Mad,
you guys have made me cry this past.
Guys, you love us too.
God damn.
You guys have made me like last night. I just feel like when you come and send that screenshot to the group chat, I was just like, damn, I'm actually doing something that means something to not just me and the people that I'm doing with, like means something to the people that like we are doing it for. Like niggas actually care. Niggas actually like tapping, niggas listen. Like this come on man, like thank you guys, man. I can't even say anything more than that.
We love you so much.
Like, for real. I can't do anything more than that, man. For real.
People should keep listening to us. So 2024, we know they we tell on our neck. What is he saying? We'd be number one for 100 people. Even if 100 people, no wala. No worry, no worry. Thank you guys too.
Shout out you guys. Shout out you guys. Amazing work.
Yeah, bless my bro. Man, you see, we have Famous here, man. So like, oh man, it's really up from here.
It's only up from here, bro. Famous.
But before this year ends into next year, I promise, like something major is gonna happen, like all around.
Real. I claim.
Get to it. But yeah, this is crazy going from amen to this topic, but it is up. I'm talking about badges, bro. This is something that we've been wanting to talk about on this pod.
Hell yeah.
But like we've not really gotten
is it a hell yeah.
But yeah, you know what famous, right? So like what's your definition of a badge? And we are gonna go around for everybody.
So my definition of a baddie is booty and face. So, but let me give it a ratio. So, booty 60%, then face 40%. That's my definition. Then if we're into like if we're talking physical, like you know appearances, definitely. But for me, in terms of all rounder, I like a girl who has stuff going on for her, who's driven, you know, who's trying to like make shit pop off, regardless of whatever her situation is. Being if that she's from a rich home, or she's not from a so much rich home, but she's trying to do something. That's
my
girl. So that's what classifies a baddie to me. I love like a shorty who wants to be independent and do her shit, but is able to and trying to. But like definitely, I'll still baby her if she's mine. But I just love that. You know, I love that.
Yeah, real.
Yeah.
That's
valid as fuck.
That's top class. What about you?
Omo, So I'm very similar to what Faye said with me. I'm a face man. Like I like all my bitches fine, bro. Like you have to be fine. Like you, I don't even really send. Like you can be thick, you can be slim, thick, you can be slim, but you have to be fine, GS, and you have to have sex appeal. Then like also the part of like just knowing that okay, you wake up every day and you want to do something with your life. That's like that's the key. And as long as you're actually doing stuff, like I'm cool, like. So face, body, personality, and doings. Those four.
Yeah, that personality is loud.
Personality is the heaviest, to be honest. Like
it's the heaviest.
I'm never going to, carry on.
I say yeah, because like face and body, like there's a ton of that, bro. Please give me something more.
Yeah, there's a ton of that.
Like I feel like we're even just gonna keep saying the same thing. So like I'm never gonna I'll ratio that. Do you get like in terms of ratio? So the personality, and I think personality that encompasses like you being driven, you wanting to do more and all that.
Yes,
it does, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So personality, face, and body, right? Ratio for me. So let's say can't lie, I need that face, bro. Like
I'm sorry,
you can't lie.
I'm so sorry.
Because let me tell you something, bro. Like
let me tell you something.
Do you know that? Like, you don't want to be arguing with Shoddy and like you're not vexing more because
he's clapped.
Or maybe she's annoying you, right? Imagine that she's actually annoying you, but like she's sleeping right next to you and you're just looking at her face. That's the way this one's face even looks like. Like you just want to slap her.
No. It's never like that. It's like normally like if you get issues, like you know, like get issues with people, now you can't reason some other kind of things. You get like they make your decisions quick because like yeah, but like basically that, and then obviously like the personality comes before the body for me. Do you understand? Obviously, I love like
no hot, real
hot baby, yeah. But like you know, like you can't be hot, but you know, get sense. Like I'll die. I'll die, guy. Like bro, like what have I got myself into, fam? So like yeah, that's what it is, man. That's what it is for me.
Fair enough. I think we are on the same thing. Face is heavy for me. I think style is heavy for me, man. Your taste, your style.
Yeah, yeah.
Your taste for everything. Your taste for everything matters for me, bro. Like, that one is heavy for me. The driven part, too. You have to be driven, like. And you have to be passionate about something, whatever it is. I'm just passionate. I'm like, bro, you're not stuck up, you get? Because, yeah. Like, it's easy, like, for someone like that, it's easy to be stuck up, but you are not, you get?
Yeah.
And that's what makes you more of a baddie, because, like, oh, man, you understand that you're a baddie, but you don't, that's not the entirety.
Yeah, you know, the entire personality.
Yeah.
I was going to let everybody finish, especially Noddy, when Noddy was like, oh, bro, I need that face, man. I'll tell you a funny thing, yeah. So, face, definitely, but I'll tell you why I ratioed 60% to like, booty. When I said body, I was specific about booty before I said 40% like of face. Because, like, bro, I went to Ghana, but I schooled in Ghana for, like, 3 years. And you see a lot of nyash.
Ghana, bound.
You see nyash and a fine face. But, bro, there's some kind of booty you will see that even if the face wasn't, like, you know, a five, you cannot.
If the Ghanaians don't come after booty, you,
they overcompensate, bro.
This part, I will post this part 20 times.
I swear, I'll send it to all my Kweku boys,
bro.
All my Kweku boys.
We've all had that moment. We've all had that moment where you know, either you took one for the team, but bro, it's just like because sometimes, man,
the guy said took one for the team.
I just
the guy be like red card.
That's a red card.
Did they call him a technical foul? Professional
Did they call
foul?
A technical foul? Last man foul.
Professional foul, bro. That last man.
No, man.
Shaka
no.
Is yeah, so now the fans know.
Exactly. So when you're about to send that DM, you know that what was that? Send me a DM if you're built like this, some shit like that. But like, yeah, basically, man, if you're trying to text Faye, man, you gotta come with that guy.
Yeah, you have to be fine. Can't lie. You have to look at yourself and say yes, okay, I'm fine before you text Faye. Don't go text Faye or something. No, say you know she isn't gonna answer you.
At least know that your ass is fat. At least know for sure that.
Yeah.
At least.
Fuck.
That's crazy. That's fire. Okay. now that we've defined what that means to us, there is no future for that confusion on what that means. But yeah, moving on. Oh yeah, I wanted to say something in that Spotify rap before we move on, right? Because I have a bone to pick with one artist, and he's one of my favorite artists in the world. And I don't like that he's not part of my Spotify raps. None of his songs and none of his, not him himself. And he did it. I'm talking about Run Town, bro. Mm. Run Town should be in my Spotify raps. He should dominate my Spotify rap. But here's why he's not. So because of Run Town, I had my first case of demoitis. If you don't know what demoitis is, it's when like you listen to a version of a song or an album, but like the final version is not everything that you liked about it. They removed it or they changed it or they twisted it in the final version. And that's what happened with Signs for me. So when Signs dropped on like the, I think it was December 17th or 18th, like that time I was using my Apple Music and like I downloaded it on Apple Music. So like, even when I was offline, like it was still there. And bro, I was like, that was, to me, that was like the best thing. Like in my mind, this, I put Made in Lagos number one, Signs number two. To get, that's how it is. That's how it was. And then from December to like, I think April or May, like I was jamming. It wasn't even until like, I came back tonight and I was hungry with niggas. And I think I was hungry with JDM and they were playing Signs and I was hearing something different. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck is this?
Which kind of Signs? This one will be Signs now, Simple.
This one has Signs, I wonder.
About made Signs, bro. I was like, what the fuck is this? And then, just for me to lose my Apple Music because of night, and then now I have to listen to Signs on Spotify and I'm hearing something entirely different. So he made it a lot more like high lifey. He made it a lot more like Afrobeat, and everything that I loved about those songs, a lot of them were taken away. But
yeah,
like,
he restructured a lot of the songs. He took out some verses. He a song can have a certain progression. He would change the progression. To be fair, I get what Lucian is saying, but at the same time, there's some parts of it that were better.
Yeah, I think for me personally, I think Hella Sacrifices, when he said Shangokov like a Kalashnikov, then fire like a Kalashnikov, and then the beats, the instrumental pauses for that part, and then it's like a gunshot effect. I think that was good. And on Cinnamon, in the beginning of Cinnamon, it has like a Nina Simone sample. I think that was fire. That Cinnamon, where would you run?
Yeah.
I think that was fire. I think that was one of the best things you would have done to that song, because that song was already hit, right? That song was already flames. But like other songs, man, like removing Jamu Piper's part on Ofe Pami, like that.
Yeah, that last part where he goes, "Run down, come by. I guess if I kill it for my cocaine."
Like, come on, how you deprive people from this, man? And
I mean, but
even All About You, like. All About You, just I don't like All About You anymore. That was my favorite song. I don't like it anymore.
I mean,
like,
but these versions that you're talking about, some of them are still floating around on SoundCloud.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. But I was just talking about why he's not like on my raps.
Yeah.
I mean the guy is in my top 100. You get it?
Like the entire tape in my top 100. Are you serious?
Yeah,
because like, I didn't listen to the...
Yeah, you didn't have that. That's what demoitis does.
Yeah.
If you heard that part, you'll be able to love what is here, what you have right now, if you heard that part. So I can't really like it the way, like, Under Pressure. I think you just ruined Under Pressure for me, man. Like, I'm like, I can't listen to this. Come on, like, after I heard what I heard before, I cannot listen to this. But yeah, man, that's just me. I just had a bone to pick with Run Town for that, man. Like, come on, bro.
No worry, we go call this part up. We go tell Run Town. Say Run Town, why not?
As in, why not, bro? At least do one interview, bro. I beg, at least.
You can do one video. Shoot the video for us, you know.
Do you understand? Do something for us, man. No, use that wood belly. Why did you do that?
Use that one chop now.
Now, if I win, we go buzz.
Like, I don't even think
if I win, we go actually buzz.
Do anything about it, bro. I don't even think he can. I think this is just a Run Town thing. Like, do you understand? I think it's just Run Town. Like, it's a decision to make. I'm like, bro, please, man.
It happens to the best of us, you know. When you have such a song, a big song go global like that, and then you you want to top it. You know, you have something to prove to yourself.
Yeah.
That's what it happens.
I think he's a perfectionist in that sense.
He's trying to get that again while still going, but at the same time, he's not trying to, you know, drop it. Look, I feel like that science was that's the only thing he dropped last year. He hasn't dropped anything this year, no.
I mean, he has two features this year. He has a feature with King Perry, and he just dropped another one with DJ Consequence. So he has two features.
But then he hasn't given us a single video from Science.
Single video from Science, bro.
That's where, you know, there's a thing. You know, sometimes artists have that thing where they just...
But then, Kimmy Issue is still one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. Like Afrobeats wise, like King Issue is beautiful, man. That song is beautiful, bro. Like, the hell? The fuck? But yeah, I'm moving on, man.
But you know what's crazy? Sorry, before you move on. Album still did numbers. Like, I mean, he had three songs that did numbers. Things I Know on Spotify. Like 5.8 million plays. You get High Spirit has 1.5 million plays, bro. And that's just Spotify, bro. There's Boom Play, there's Apple. So, like, the guy, you saw his bar.
Yeah, he's still from
East. Guy, that song, guy, and you just called that song. Do you know what you put in my body? I had goosebumps because that song,
goosebumps literally. When you said High Spirit, I had goosebumps. Science is too
high
for me. Made in Lagos than Science, man. Everybody else can be doing, but for me, come on. That's crazy, bro. Every song was a masterpiece, bro. Like, every single song. You can tell that they took their time. But yeah, man. Shout out on time.
Moving on the low Monday for High Spirit.
High Spirit. Nah.
Yeah. Let's move, innit?
And I Know. Green Masters will come with snakes. Master ready with fumigates. Come on.
Oh, my God. It was
don't
heavy,
kill
son.
Me. Don't fucking kill me. But yeah, man. Shout out on time, man. But yeah. Moving on to a topic that we were going to discuss last week, but we didn't have a time. And we already sort of started. But, like, what are, like, the traits, or, like, the personality traits or, like, habits or whatever that, like, having the money that, like, that money that you said, like, you're, like, how, like, you have more than you need. Yeah, having that money, right? What are the traits and personalities that that would enhance? I think Faye should go first.
That would enhance for me.
Yeah,
but I already have. Like, I think giving.
Like you already have, yeah.
Like being able to give more, you know, to family.
Both friends. Positive and negative. Bro.
Yeah. Okay. For positive, being able to give more. Being able to just ourselves. Yeah. Let me give one each. So for positive, being able to give more. Then for negative. What's a negative habit I feel like having more money with? Okay, so I feel like I can be... Okay, yeah, food. I'll eat it. I'll get, like, fat. AF. Oh, my God.
That's true.
Yeah, like... I did chow.
You'll buy whatever, like, final form.
Could buy like Domino's and ice cream now, eat that shit in the drive home, and I'm the one driving.
Guys, you know what? You just reminded me of. You just reminded me of that Yeats interview that they asked him that what does he like to eat? That he said he likes to eat cereal. He said, okay, how many boxes of cereal can he go through in a day? He said like 13. No, okay, not boxes, bowls. He said like 13 bowls a day.
He's giving Bryce home, man.
I feel him, man. I feel
him. Give me bright hope.
Just to go down, especially when you're smoking and you don't have the energy to make anything. You just go pour that cereal.
Nah, extra milky, extra sugary type shit.
Nah, I can't stand
some cornflakes. Also, Golden Moon, some you name it.
Bro, I was talking to someone earlier today about how I lost my sweet tooth, bro. Like, I've had this digestive biscuits in my freezer, guy. I go try chop one. I go just nibble them. And worst part, I can't even give it to Jada because like chocolates. Wait, of which, by the way, just sidebar, real quick sidebar. The most sus person in my life is Jada, bro. Like, why am I recording podcasts and this babe just walks inside and just climbs the couch and lies down and she's sleeping now? As per, like, I did stake out to now. Why did you lie down?
She already tell you, anything we want to me, do.
I didn't tell you, man. I will snap picture. I will send it later.
Okay, Faye, do you have any more?
Any what?
Any more like trees that don't even get held. But that's cool, right?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I don't think I can be wasteful. Like, negative, maybe, like now, look at me, you know, for this podcast, like, I'm in the... Because I had to come somewhat quiet, and I'm in the car, yeah. You know, engine on, burning fuel, using the AC, and, you know, talking. It's like, one thing I don't feel like, when I'm comfortable...
Man, don't feel they swear to...
I don't feel they swear to, for we... Like, I feel like I can be wasteful in that sense, where when I'm comfortable and love money, I would be like, you know, there's money, fuck it. I would, you know, maybe spend a lot, or...
Last, money is a commodity.
Exactly.
Yeah. Niggas speak one face, two, is no flex. But fuel is 680 naira. Let's just be reminded. That's a huge flex.
That's a massive flex, my brother.
In this deliver economy, that's a flex.
But yeah, okay, cool. What about, let's go, MJ, since you're talking now, what about you?
No, fam. Positive flex, traits, man. Obviously, like Faye said, I feel like I'll give so much. Like, you get the drive when I know that, like, you're going to finish. Oh my God.
Yeah,
like,
I
go just there. I'm going to run things for guys. I'm going to text people, say, Alpha, you get anything?
You understand?
Alpha, you need anything.
Alpha, you need anything. It's going to be my favorite question. Alpha, everything good, bro?
You good, right? Yeah.
You get that guy. Good, yeah.
That's what it's not mansplaining, but it's man something. So that's what you nigga to be. You good, yeah?
You good, yeah? Right, good, cool. Yeah? Let me know.
If you need anything, man, I'm just a call away, man. You get me?
Yeah, positive. I don't even know positive again. But like negatives, obviously, like, I feel like having peace and having comfort, all that shit, like, sometimes it makes me not comfortable. But like laid back is not in the sense
laid
of
back
like,
is worse than comfortable.
No, relax, let me land now, my guy. I get you. That's real though. But like laid back, not in the sense of like not doing anything, just laid back in like settings. Like, I won't be bothered, like more unbothered than laid back. Do you understand? Like, I'll be walking like the same, not maybe not the same way, but I feel like walking like hard work type shit. Of which is something I'm trying to like reduce in 2024, but like I feel like I like to work, which is weird, you understand? So like even having money won't stop me from working, right? But I'll just be
like less driven, less wanting to,
you know, the drive everything is there, but like let's say like we're in a setting now and like someone does some dumb shit and everybody's all like, no, go get them. I'm just like, loud, bro.
Man, is it really that necessary, man? Like,
it's all good still.
It's all good still.
Money makes you happy in a way where you could be, but it could be less like what for the budget. You like, if it's something that's even that deep, then you won't be the one to go and handle it. Like,
I don't think I have any more negative ones, just some But hey, yeah, moving on.
I can say negative for you. You will smoke past
That bar, when you are something.
I caught that bar, but we don't talk.
I caught that bar, but come.
Hey, let's start, still lost. Anyway, let's start.
I'm fighting for my life.
I'm fighting for my life to catch it.
It's all good.
It's all good. No worries, Lisa. You go still pick. When you edit this episode, you go still pick him.
Come on, show about you.
Okay. Me, I know. Say if I get bad, go sort things for guys. Me, I know myself. I hate when I did one place. Like, because me, I know as it be when I want to do something, I know if you do them. So I hate all those kind of things. Maybe say I hate, but like if person they around me, person where I love, person where valuable to me. The struggle for something, I go just tell and say, how much? Send us that. Like, let's move on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not gonna lie. That's Nis favorite line. Send Azar.
Like, send bro, out. Send Azar. Like, just send it. Oh, let's pattern this and let's move on. Me, I move quick. And if I have money in my hand, I'll be doing things very, very fast. Like, we can be here now. Like, I'll just book a flight and I'll travel and I'll come back. And that will be all. You get. But like, in terms of negative share, I think I'll be more demanding. Because I think that, like, I'll demand particular standards. I would think that if I would say that because you are in my space and I've been able to get myself to this kind of thing, there's some kind of nonsense I will not be accepting.
They're alive, but to you, it's like, man, this is rubbish, man. Don't
you guess? You might just be my, they're alive, and I'll just be like, what kind of vras nonsense is this? Please, 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 don't do this here.
Deep out of classism, still.
Yeah, I mean, it's negative to some people, but at the same time, it can be a positive trait because
it can be a positive trait. But then at the end of the day, you now start to now like realize that okay, me, I've been broke before. So do I now make this guy or look at this guy like, he doesn't have power? So like, I can't really blame him. I know what it's like. And then there's now the thing of
you have to find even though you find like that one, but it would definitely cut across. It would be
So it's like a really like weird balance. Listen, what about you?
Well, for me, man, I've spoken about this before. Positive, I don't know. I can't really say right now. Let me try and give myself some grace. I think I'll just, I don't know. I can't say. I'm sure they are. It's the same thing, but I think man, not just like what you need, even what you don't need. Like, I'm always gonna invite you for a nice time. I think that's just me. Like, I always want you to like, oh, let's cast this cruise together. Do you understand? I'm like, oh yeah, I've been looking up this thing. Like, let's do this thing together. So like, I always want to like, I'm always the guy that will be like, okay, there's this cruise. Let's catch it together. I think that just what would be it. Or I want to put you on a new cruise, like, guy, man, there's this new thing, man, try. Or there's this new perfume. Or yeah, there's this new place that I'm going to. I just found out. Like, try that shit. I think that would just be it. Do you understand for me?
New opportunities, I'm sure new.
Yeah, just something that I feel like will upgrade whatever you are.
You're going to put niggas on, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get. I'll just put you on, basically. That's just my own. But then, like, negatives, man, like, in that same distance, I'll also be quite condescending. Yeah, I'm already like quite condescending already. So if the bar lands,
you'll be quieter condescending.
You'll be condescending.
You'll be quite more.
You're condescending.
Yeah, I think that's something I already like trying to like watch out for now. Cause like, imagine having money and like you're already condescending now, but imagine having that wealth. It would be crazy. Yo. Another one is like, I'll isolate myself a lot more than I already do now.
Real, because I will actually do that. That's one thing I will actually do. Like, I'll take my family and take us. We'll go somewhere that nobody else
needs. Isolate myself more than I already do now. Because I already isolate myself now. So imagine I have money. I don't really, bro. I'll call my guys. They'll just go. And somebody said something about, like, what money is. So money is basically just, like, giving you, like, space away from everyone else. That's what money, like, that's what rich people do mostly. That's why they have gated communities. Like, why?
Yeah.
Gated communities is for less people to come in. You get to see less people. That's why rich people enter first class. Why? It's to have less people around them. Do you understand? So I feel like I would fall into that rich nigga, you know, stereotype of just one, that exclusivity stereotype. Yeah, I think that
one fair, there's a lot of crazy people out here now, so that's what it is, you know. The more people you understand, here, the tendencies of you having an altercation with some dumbass or some, you know, so it's just best to
seclude yourself. Now, like, when I know to hold bar like that, like, my phone know they ring like this, so why my phone they ring this much now? No way, no fucking way. You can't have my number. That's part of the isolation. You can't have my number. Do you understand?
But go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, continue. No, say.
Because this is something to what Clarence said, you know, in him wanting to be that guy, like, he's always like, oh, send Azar. I mean, that's something I've noticed about him and like the good karma that comes with it. Because there was one time, I think he was doing a balcony session, but I was on the receiving end, like, I was there when he was. And he was talking about how some dude in Airbound, or like, he was trying to pay for something and then time had really gone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, they're not collecting any money. The guy's like, oh, how much is it? And then the guy just pays for you. like, so you can do your piece. All right, what am I mistaken?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing I can do, bro. Yeah.
It was the belt of the you wanted to buy. And like, that's something that you can do, and that's why that thing happened to you that day, man.
Yeah, that's
literally mad.
That's another thing that happens with that good karma that comes with just being like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's fire. But I think one that we didn't mention, I think would be a thing for mostly everybody on this recording right now, is womanizing.
Yeah,
I think we want more money.
I've been
money.
Inside time because my babe will hear this podcast after.
Hey, I was gonna
prompt niggas that broke up, babe, but he didn't say since. So
when did they ask about baddies? Okay, fair enough.
He basically described his babe, by the way.
First.
Yeah, this guy, nice one. That's a smart man.
That's a smart man.
Baddie sharp guy.
Baddie sharp guy.
Now I get everything that Lodisan said, and it makes sense. Jiget, I feel like I would definitely have like a house in an estate, right? But I think it would be more like a secondary house. Like, I don't know. It's just something about the trenches, man.
Do you know what's funny, Jay? You know, remember that conversation that we were having about how niggas have pa, and then they feel like they want to be more grounded, so they go back to the trenches. Please, my brother. Please
trenches
don't fuck
swallow
that.
You up.
Like I said, I got the house in the estate. I have like everything is patterned. Do you understand? But there's just certain like maybe like a bar. Do you understand? Maybe there's a bar in some ends, and obviously like trenches, the levels of trenches definitely changes. Do you understand? Like I remember when we were hosting Nasty C here in ABJ, and obviously everybody shouting that we both lost it to the trenches, but then. Me, like, I live in Iwaya, bro. Like, this place, no trenches. Do you understand? So, like, obviously, like, trenches is still, like, levels still. Like, the place that we are calling trenches is just, like, it's just not Transcorp Hilton, basically. Do you understand? So, it's, like, it's that kind of thing. Like, there will still be places that, like, normal, rich guys...
Wait, Noddy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
That verse that Nasty C recorded on A1 Perico, did you record that verse in Abuja?
No. Recorded in Lagos, I think. No, in Abuja.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because they went in Lagos the next day, literally.
Okay. Because I'm like,
after we came out from Jos. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Carry on.
Yeah, so that's just it, man. Like, you get so, like, obviously, I'll still be, like, I'll still know where I belong. Yeah, but there's just this, you know, this, like you said, and it's real, this groundedness. Like, because obviously, like, that's where, like, the info is. Do you understand? So, like, it's just me feeling like that right now.
Let me just tell you something. Skepta said something on Nasty. He said, because you think I'm up there in the plane that you think he said something about some you think I'm because I'm in the plane that I can't hear what the people are saying, but I can hear everything loud and clear, and I'm telling me to tell you to stay in your lane. You can be in the air and you can still have informants. Like, that's why you have money. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, if you know what Skep is saying still, like, he's trying to let you know that, yeah, I did up, but I still did it down.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You can blend this without actually being there yourself. Do you get what I'm saying?
Come on, Jay won't did there.
Jay won't did everything. You don't let your own mouth.
Bro, don't fucking play, bro.
Are you there?
I mean,
I don't even resonate with Trench's music. Like, all those things. Yeah,
listen, I mean, because I feel like it would be kind of boring to live in a gated community. But then again, it would be good for your kids and your family. But like, there's something about like, you know, being in the trenches. Like, you probably be in a very dope house. You'd have built a house in your old house. You know, beefed it up. But it's more exciting to still be around that as opposed to, you know, being in a quiet ass gated community. But at the same time, it would be good to have that, like, you know, on the side. But
yeah, that's probably where I'll be, like, most of the time. Do you get, like, in my house in the gated community? Because obviously, that's where, like, I'll probably be walking from and everything. But, like, say, maybe we'll go chill now. Sometimes, yeah, I'd rather just go chill with some same man than to go and be doing upper echelon chillings. It's like, let me give you an example.
Some upper echelon chilling,
Co-necessary. Do you understand? It's like, let's say you're an artist now, for instance. So let's use trees, Faye. Let's use Faye for example. Like, Faye, imagine like now, like basically there's Osman, forget Osman, like there's your man them that like have even brought Remitano. Remitano,
shout out UC.
Shout out UC, bro. And like all them man like UC. They have been supporting you. So now you now actually like get your pop off, like the number ones come, all those things come. And then now you now want to go and be hanging with Te Iwa. After like you guys are guys.
Well, you have to hang with Te Iwa though.
Relax. I get you. You guys will hang. Do you understand? You guys will see, you guys will hang. But like as per every single time you want to hang now, it must be Te Iwa. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, because like my day one guys, like my guys,
like Fachi or day ones that were riding up with you, like now you've made it. Now I'm just gonna go up and be up there. Like I will never come down. I'll just be up there.
So
I'm not coming down. Now, I'm bringing my niggas up with me, bro. Nothing consign down again now.
We all is a 33% rule, right?
Yeah.
So like, you spend 33% of the time with people that are above your level, so you soak in shit, right?
Exactly.
You soak in new things. Then you spend 33% of your time with the people that you are up with, that you're on the same level with. So that, like, that thing, those things that you soaked in from people above you, you can now elevate your guys together. You guys can now elevate together, and you now spend 33% of your time with the people that are like that are not up to your level, so that you can like inspire,
level
influence,
them
help. Drag them up, do you understand? But you can't spend more than that 33% because if not, like at some point they're going to start dragging you down. Do you understand?
So I think it depends on how you pattern it. Do you guess? Because like the realest example in the world is obviously OD. Do you understand? Like and he's like obviously like man is still chilling with Burna when he
but
has to
OD still
Burna.
On his journey.
I get you, bro. Like, but like, even now that we're speaking, right? There's obviously people that are above him, people that he's above, and people that are on his level. Do you understand? So it still applies. So he's still out. Like, you see him now, he's with Skeppy now. You see him in Niger, he's with Burna sometimes. You get, but like, the bulk of his time, he spends it with his guys trying to pull them up to where. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what I would kind of like define. I'm talking about when I say trenches. It's not necessarily trenches, it's just like. So
your guys now, you don't blow now, suddenly your guys don't be trenches.
Yeah, do you understand? No, that's literally what it is. Trust me, like, you think like it's perfect. That's what the attitude is. Like, imagine you just pop off now, and then now you don't want to treat. Like, look, so imagine say, like, I don't pop off. I don't want to chill with my guys again. Like, reason I'm
that, very that, weird. That's crazy.
Yeah, bro, that'd be crazy, like that. Don't play.
That's crazy, yeah, that's crazy.
You can just form say you did South Africa. Oh, no, my fault. I don't say South Africa. Oh, no,
yeah, I'm sure there are guys that are like that.
No, there are guys that do that.
Yeah, that's crazy that you would be like that as a human being. That's wild.